The 1980 Winter Olympics and a Miracle on Ice. Every 4 years, the Summer and Winter Olympics bring the greatest athletes from around the world to compete against one another. During the Winter Olympics, the men's ice hockey tournament is one of the most popular sporting events, as it gathers together some of the most talented hockey players from around the world. Each team represents its home country, giving the competition a heightened sense of importance on the international stage. Going for gold. Historically, Canada and Russia, formerly the Soviet Union, have dominated the Olympic ice hockey competitions, winning a combined total of 17 gold medals out of a possible 24 since the tournament began in 1920. Even though the United States is home to some of the best ice hockey players in the world, the country has brought home 2 gold medals, one in 1960 and one in 1980. However, the story of America's win at the 1980 Winter Olympics is one for the ages. Leading up to the tournament, the Soviet Union was picked as the clear favorite to win. The Soviet team was stacked with some of the world's most elite and experienced ice hockey players. Additionally, the Soviets had won the gold medal in 5 of the previous 6 matches. On the other side of the world, the US team was not looking as formidable. In fact, they were clearly the underdog. The team was mostly amateur players, with many of the young starters coming to the Olympic Games with minimal experience in the minor leagues. The final rounds. Both the Soviet and US teams went into the final rounds undefeated. The game that came to be known as the Miracle on Ice took place in Lake Placid, New York. Coach Herb Brooks sent his players out onto the ice rink that day, fully expecting to lose against the heavily favored Soviets. Nonetheless, the teams finished the first period tied 2-2. In the second period, the Soviet Union put in their backup goalie, replacing one of the best goaltenders in the world at the time. The Soviets scored a goal and kept a strong defense against the Americans. By the end of the second period, the score was 3-2 in the Soviets' favor. In the third and final period, the US team managed to score 2 goals in a row. Defensively, they kept the aggressive Soviet offense to just 1 goal, finishing the match with a 4-3 victory. As the players celebrated their surprise upset, sports commentator Al Michaels famously declared, "Do you believe in miracles?" "Yes." The aftermath. 2 days later, the US team beat the Sweden team and became the 1980 gold medalists. Despite winning the gold medal, the Miracle on Ice game against the Soviet Union went down as one of the greatest moments in sports history. In 2004, the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic ice hockey team was even made into a movie titled Miracle, starring Kurt Russell as Coach Herb Brooks.